When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
Episode 2468 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. That's what we got today. And I'll stop singing now and put you out of any torture I've been inflicting upon you. I'm Jeff Albin, the Big Game Hunter. And today's show is, how do you answer the question, how much are you looking for? And it's a nice little answer I teach here. And by the way, have you downloaded the ebook yet? Go to the link in yesterday's show notes. You'll get a free copy of a book I've written a couple of articles for called What We Got Wrong About Business. Sweet little book, beautiful packaging. Hope you enjoy it. And in the meantime, learn how to answer this question better than your competition and not get boxed in at the beginning of the interview when you don't know enough. And with that, let's get going.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's how to answer the question, so how much are you looking for? Well, let's start off with the scenario. The scenario is you're in your first interview. You're talking to a screener. Understand, screeners only have the authority to say no. They don't have the authority to actually hire you. So let's give an appropriate answer for them. You know, I've only seen a job ad or a job description or what the recruiter told me. I haven't met my future boss, haven't met with the team, don't really have a sense of the expectations people are going to have for me in the role. Could we talk about that once I have a little bit more information? Now, that's a truthful answer because you really don't know what's going to be expected of you, and they're trying to lock you down on a number. So follow me further and understand they may come back to you and say, but I need a number. And the correct answer to that should be, I can give you a number, but I want you to understand I'm not committed to that number until I know more. So let me first start by asking you, what's the salary range for the position? Now, they may come back with something that translates into, well, I asked you first, to which you can respond with, yeah, and I asked you second. What difference does that make? So again, being playful here with a smile on your face as you answer helps to move the needle forward. Now, they may not be completely honest with the salary range. Let's just be aware of that. And as such, you have the ability to again say, you know, I'm going to give you a number. I want to be clear. I'm not committed to that number until I know more. And once they tell you their number, you can say, for now, that, you know, the high end of the range is what I was looking for. And when I learn more about the position, I may come back and ask for more. I may come back and say, I'd be willing to do this for a little less. But that's within the ballpark of what I'm looking for. Let's talk after I actually have interviews with people. Now, I've got another interview about salary negotiation, and I call this process defer and deflect. You know, after defer and deflect, I'll have a link to it in the show notes. This is how to answer the question once they come back to you looking for the number after the interview. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. Go to the site and go exploring. There's just a lot there that'll help you. In addition, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching, you can schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule time for coaching. You can also find out about my courses, my books, my guides. There's just a lot there that'll help you. And the blog has thousands of posts, completely searchable, that will help you with your search. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Have a terrific day and be great.